Mark chapter 3 and verses 33 to 35. Jesus and his family, part 2. You remember the people, the crowd around him in the house have said, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." And here is Jesus' response. "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him. And Matthew would tell us that he pointed, Matthew 12, verse 49, he pointed to this crowd and he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Mark chapter 3, verses 33 to 35. Jesus asks a question. Then Jesus makes a statement. And then Jesus lays out an eternal principle. A question, a statement, and an eternal principle. Here is his question. Who are my mother and my brothers? Who is it? Who are my mother and my brothers? He isn't belittling the family in all this, so much as exalting another principle, as we shall see. But this is a remarkable question, is it not? Can you imagine in the average church, if you ask the pastor about his wife or whatever, his mother, saying like that, "Who are my mother and my sister and my... who?" Leveling down. I remember the story by Spurgeon. He said he was in the Vatican once and he was in a room and they took us into this room, he said, and they pulled back a curtain and there was a statue, I think it was of Apollo. There was Apollo on this pedestal, he said. Everybody going, "Ooh and ah," he said. Well, he said, "Pastors are like this," he said. "What I do," he says, "I get off the pedestal and I walk round and I shake hands all round with everybody." What he was saying was, we are not to be princes and lords. Anyway, that's Christ's question here. And now we get his statement. He points to the people sitting there, listening to his preaching, nominally at least believers. And he says, he points to these and he says, all these sitting at his feet, he says, these people are more to him than his earthly ties and family. I mean, he deliberately taught this in Matthew 10, verses 34 to 42. If it's a choice, if it's a division between the family and the spiritual family, the natural family and the spiritual family, the spiritual always comes first. Now, this is unpopular today, but Christ is explicit in his word. He said, "I am come to bring peace. I am come to heal up all these divisions. I come to bring division. My gospel, I myself will be the great division between men." And he's speaking of it here. When we come to the apostolic letters, they work this out. James does, for example, in chapter 4, verse 4. He says, if anybody be a friend of the world, he's automatically something. What is he? If any man would be a friend of the world, he's automatically what? An enemy of God. You can't run with hare and hounds. If the choice comes, if the crunch comes, if the division comes, and it will come because of the gospel, because of Christ, Christ is saying here, I came to bring division, and believers are more than natural relations. And this is the eternal principle. Whoever does God's will, now that is the crunch point, is my brother. He is my brother. She is my sister, my mother, you see. This is the real relationship. This is the real business, doing the will of God. Now, what does it mean to do the will of God? Are we talking about the secret will of God? No, because every man, every woman, every creature does the secret will of God. Whatever God has determined is done. God said, let there be, and there is. God says no, and no, it is. God's will is sovereign, but it's the revealed will of God. And we know what that revealed will is. I've got it in my hands now. It's called the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And I know what God's revealed will is. This is the work of God. This is the will of God. This is the revealed will of God. This is your duty. This is your responsibility. What? That you believe. John 6, verse 29. You trust Christ. Well, have you done it, my friend? He that does the will of God. That is my brother. That is my sister. That is the one who belongs to me. Not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, and then don't do it. No, no. Have you repented and believed? 1 John 3, 23 to 24. This is the command of God. What is the command of God? That you believe. God commands all men everywhere. What does he command? What is the will of God for you, for me? God commands all men everywhere to repent. What does James 1 teach? Verse 22 and so on. We look into the word of God. We say how wonderful it is, and then we don't do it. No, no. He that does it, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Do you, my friend? Do you, Luke 18, verse 25, do you believe? Do you follow Christ? Are you one of his disciples? Do you know Christ? Do you love Christ? Do you believe Christ? Or do you know the will of God from Scripture? Can you repeat the will of God? Can you argue the will of God? Can you preach the will of God? Can you debate about the will of God, but you don't do it? Then he that argues about it, he that writes books on it, he that preaches it, no, 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 he that does the will of God. What did Christ say about himself? John's gospel is clear of it. I've come to do the will of God. My meat, John 4, verse 34, is to do the will of God. You get it in John 7:17, there's the promise for obeying the will of God, knowing the will of God, Luke 12, verse 50, and so on and so on. So here is Christ making his demand. What does Christ demand? 100%, my friend, nothing less. Centrally, Christ himself, the gospel, doing the will of God. If you don't do the will of God, you can be church attenders, you can be pastors, you can be elders, missionaries, call it what you like. You can be the worship leader, you can be in the band, you can be everything you want. But it's he that does the will of God, not just talks about it. He is the one who truly loves me. Well, I'm going to read Charles Wesley's hymn. May it reprove me, may it draw me into a better spirit. O love divine, how sweet thou art, when shall I find my longing heart all taken up? Not partly taken up, but all taken up. Whatever I do, in word or deed, do all to the glory of God, all taken up by thee. O make me pant and thirst to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. God only knows the love of God. Oh, that it now were shed abroad in this poor, stony heart. For love I sigh, for love I pine. This only portion, Lord, be mine this better part. Ah, yes. Oh, that I could forever sit with Mary at the Master's feet. Oh, that I wanted that. Be this my happy choice. My only care, delight, and bliss, my joy, my heaven on earth, be this, to hear the bridegroom's voice. Oh, that I could, with favoured John, recline my weary head upon the dear Redeemer's breast, from care and sin and sorrow free, give me, O Lord, to find in thee my everlasting rest. Whoever does God's will, says Christ, is my brother and sister and mother. Oh, that I might be spiritually related to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.